Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've had a few people ask in the comment section here and there on videos where I talk about the proxy war against Europe that's mainstream known as the war in Ukraine. That this is a proxy war in which the proxy is actually Ukraine or Russia, and the target of the actual war and destabilization is Europe itself. I refer to it for brevity's sake by saying this is an American proxy war against Europe. But it's not really American that I'm talking about. It's the owners and controllers of global financialized capital who are utilizing the state power of the United States to enforce or to execute this war against Europe, this destabilization campaign against Europe. So I've had some people asking in the comment section, what's the benefit of destabilizing Europe? Why would they be interested in doing that? To begin, you have to look at what is the current situation in Europe. And I've actually talked about this, and I think explained it, I hope fairly clearly, a few times in the past. Basically, the post-World War II global order was established by the United States, and part of that system was guaranteeing European security, and specifically the security of European trade internationally, and ensuring that Europe would be prosperous in exchange for Europe being on the front line on the side of the United States against the Soviet Union. So Soviet Union collapsed. That made this system not very viable, but it continued since the fall of the Soviet Union regardless, because there were still some benefits to globalization and to utilizing that system. At this point, that system has become redundant. There's no need for it now. Because despite the hype about Russia and the power of Russia, Russia is also a state that is in severe decline. Certainly, it's nowhere near what it was at the time of the Soviet Union, but even on its own, its days are numbered, even as a regional power. It doesn't pose a real threat. So if you want to pretend that it's a threat, you have a very limited window of opportunity of pretending that Russia is a threat to Europe or anyone else. That time is now. So they're using Russia as the pretext for destabilizing Europe. Now again, why would they want to destabilize Europe? Well, Europe has a collapsing birth rate. Their people are aging rapidly and dying. They are not producing a sufficient population to meet the demands of the market, frankly, as consumers or as workers. America and the owners and controllers of global financialized capital no longer have a serious stake in ensuring that Europe remains prosperous. As the owners and controllers of global financialized capital pivot to the global south, and specifically to Asia and Africa, for their economic interests, what are they supposed to do with Europe now? What is Europe's function? It may help in explaining this to refer to a World Bank document, a report that they released a few years ago, in which they discussed the poverty levels of people living in or outside of conflict zones. That's one of the things they reported. 20% of the world's poor live in conflict zones. And they also asked their collaborators in those conflict zone states and in the non-conflict zone states, their collaborators meaning what they refer to as their stakeholders, meaning the people who are working with the World Bank. They asked them if they feel that the economic situation in their country is moving in the right direction or not. Over 60% who live in conflict zones reported, yeah, I think things are good now. Things are good economically, things are positive, moving in a positive direction economically. That's in the conflict zones. Because a conflict zone, a state in crisis, a society in crisis, in turmoil, in upheaval, provides the perfect conditions to facilitate the imposition of neoliberal economic exploitation. So from that, you already know, conflict zones are moneymakers. Conflict zones are good for business. War profiteering has been a major driver of the American economy my entire lifetime. And it has become even more of a factor in America's economic prosperity over the last 20, 30 years. So you look at sectors of the economy like banking, insurance, credit, reconstruction, construction, provision of basic needs, agriculture, when, for example, when crops are destroyed, people can't farm, and so on. There are so many sectors of the economy that foreign corporations, foreign capitalists can benefit from if your economy is in turmoil, if your economy and your society are in upheaval and are in conflict. So conflict zones are incredibly profitable. And we already know that Europe doesn't have very much to offer economically, actually. That's why there was European imperialism and colonialism, because they had to go elsewhere to find natural resources. So they don't have much to offer in their own territory, in their own land, except what? Human resources. And those human resources are depleting rapidly. So the best thing that they can provide now, in service to the owners and controllers of global financialized capital, is conflict. They can provide conflict. They can provide instability. They can provide turmoil. They can provide upheaval. They can provide violence and destruction. And this is the model that they have been applying during the post-World War II era. This is what they applied in the global south, in Latin America, in Africa, in Asia. This is what they applied. They fomented, they stirred, they created conflict, war, destruction throughout the world, largely driven by the motive of profit, as well as, of course, securing natural resources and human resources. But now, the global south has more than their natural resources to offer. They have their human resources to offer. So the direction of the global economy, the managers of the global economy, are looking to the global south now. And what was previously the fate of the global south is becoming rapidly the fate of Europe. Jazakumullahu khairan, wassalamu alaikum.